And now this is a dictation for Michael Paschi, P-A-S-C-H-E, April 8, 56. Address as a letter to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, 463-9360. Dear Angela, follow up for Mr. Paschi. Right side nephrectomy because of cancer. Recent change of kidney function associated to active hepatitis C. Biopsy findings suggestive of cryoglobulin on the kidneys. Creatinine change from around 1.6, 1.7 to present levels. Completed antiviral, in my understanding, good response. Hepatitis C suppressed. Good appetite. No vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, chronic frequency, urgency, no infection, cloudiness of blood or incontinence, stable edema, no ulcers, admits not following a restricted salt diet, he denies chest pain palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, he says blood pressure at home is running high, diastolic in the 90s, hundreds. I review medications, Norvas, Metoprolol, HCTC. Today, blood pressure was 129.89. I did notice irregular reading, AFib, rate in the 90s, lower hundreds. Lungs were clear, no pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap, no gross ascites, stable edema. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine from a peak around 3.1, appears stabilizing around 2.5, 2.6. However, it has not returned to baseline. Present GFR will be 25 stage 4. Minor low sodium, normal potassium acid base, normal albumin calcium phosphorus, normal glucose. Prior anemia around 12.2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Cryoglobulinemia, likely induced by hepatitis C, with progressive renal failure, completed antiviral treatment, kidney function appears to be stabilizing. The renal response is a delayed one. It takes sometimes months or years to resolve, even when the response to antiviral hepatitis C is complete. He has received Rituxan prednisone. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. He has only one kidney. Without evidence of renal artery stenosis. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. No need for phosphorus binders. Other chemistry is stable. Review the renal pathology with already extensive fibrosis, glomerular, arterial, tubular interstitial. That, of course, cannot go back to normal. Discuss the new findings of irregular rhythm, probably AFib. He is agreeable to have an EKG done right now. This was done, confirming the diagnosis. He was evaluated in the emergency room. They asked for my advice for anticoagulation. I agree with Eliquis. They were concerned for other issues. I advise no exposure to IV Cantras, high risk for IV Cantras nephrotoxicity. When I saw him just a few hours ago, he was not having any respiratory symptoms. He's being evaluated in the emergency room. End of dictation.